Now, here in lesson 14, we're looking again at another aspect of the gospel, the fact that the gospel is based on God using what he calls base things. Listen how he explains that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is Paul speaking again. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen. And the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Now, when you look at what he's talking about here, some of these words that he explains to us in the Greek, when you look at the words like not many wise or mighty, not many noble, not the foolish or the weak, the base things, the not, the things that are, God reveals to us that where his power is and where it isn't. First, what he says is where his power is absent. He says that not many wise according to the flesh. That word in the Greek means naturally learned. Then he says not many mighty. That means able or capable by themselves. So people that feel like they're learned or very naturally wise, or people that think they're capable of doing things, God's not interested in using them at all. Then he says also, not many that are noble. And that word noble means well-born to a family of high society. In other words, it's very difficult. If your life is one of high society where you pretty much have everything you need, that you would ever depend on a God that would give you or support you in your time of need. And then finally, he says that he brings to nothing the things that are. Now, in the Greek, the things that are, he means when people are seen as something by others, the celebrities, the people in society that are viewed as being special. God says he brings those people to nothing. Now, where does God work? What does he use? Well, here's where he says his power is active. He says he's chosen the foolish things. Now, that word is maraia. That means absurd. It's our English word for moron. And then secondly, he says that he chooses the weak things. That means feeble or unable to do anything on their own power. And then he uses the base things of the world. That means despised, of no account. The world looks at people like this and says, well, they don't really have any account. This is interesting, the type of people God uses or where his power is manifest, where it shows. And then lastly, he says in the things that are not, the ones that are seen as nothing by others. This is very powerful because what God does, where his power is shown, is the exact opposite to the way American culture works. If you're looking for how God's manifests in people's lives, look to those that are extremely humble, of low beginnings, don't think much of themselves, are regarded by others as not significant. That's where God is attracted. That's where you find him. That's lesson 14.